that's the beauty of Rav Kluger. You know, when Rav Kluger is talking to you, he's really talking to you. Okay, so let's learn this piece. It's in the B'nai B'chayri Yisrael Haggadah of Avram Tzvi Kluger on page 22. And it's very simple. It's a simple idea, especially the first page. It's a very simple idea, but again, for those of us who have had the schus to ever meet Rav Kluger, to see Rav Kluger, to hear Rav Kluger, it's very clear that it's very much him. And it's the way he wants us to come to the Seder. Godel hachiyuv l'yischoinen l'yom tov Pesach b'limud Seder Haggadah. Right? Everyone knows that Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, we're supposed to prepare for the Chag. And Rav Kluger says there's a great obligation to prepare for the Yom Tov of Pesach, obviously by learning the Haggadah. And we'll delve deeper into the Haggadah this week. Amir Tzashem. But there's a way of learning the Haggadah before Pesach, and then there's a way of saying the Haggadah at the Seder. And sometimes those lines get blurred. And this is very, very chavah. This is very derech avoda, what we're going to learn. Okay, it's very simple, but it's so important. The way that a person learns the Haggadah in preparation for Pesach, and the feeling that a Jew injects into the Haggadah when he's saying the Haggadah at the Seder are two very different things. Obviously, when you get into like the thick of Magid, you know, it's an arichas dvar. There's a lot of words. I'm sure many of us remember, especially as younger children, as he's going to describe in a moment. You know, there's the parts that we kind of sing along, and then there's the parts where the Baal Haggadah, kind of just whoever's, you know, leading the Seder, the Baal Seder, the father, the grandfather, whoever it is, whoever's running the show, takes over and kind of runs through the words. And sometimes a person feels an e-behiris, a lack of clarity because of the abundance of details. You just get lost in the details. We're darshaning psukim, we're trying to figure out like what, like, you know. And then you jump back in, you chap a dayenu over here, you do a little of this, a little of that, right? There's like this flow throughout the experience of the magid. There's parts that I understand, parts that I don't understand. Some of us have childish memories of how we remember the Seder when we were kids. Sometimes as a kid you're just trying to keep your finger on the place and keep up. Sometimes you're spacing out. But you don't necessarily understand the flow and really what's happening from beginning to end. You don't really understand. Again, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the centerpiece of the night. To be able to tell the story. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But sometimes it doesn't seem like a story. It seems like a daf gemara. You quote a pasuk, you say a drasha. Some people, when they were young, as they were still at the table of others, Oset Hanes Dibor, the Meshach calls Man HaGadah. They sit there, not knowing what to do. They sit there quietly. They make a tana. It's almost as if the tana is dibur. Right? I mean, after manish tana, the kids are like, you know, trying to figure out what to do with themselves. Nosin labal habayis lanal es shulchan haseder. You leave the head of the household in charge of the seder. Let him run through it. Let him say all the words on behalf of everyone. V'hu mis'amek v'haggadah hamuvu eres shalafanov. And you're busy looking at the picture haggadah in front of you, just trying to count down the pages. And maybe you're a ben yeshiva. Maybe we're not talking about a little kid. Maybe you're a person who is a creative thinker. And you're busy, you know, while everyone's kind of saying the Haggadah. You're coming up with chidushim. You're coming up with interesting ideas. You're learning the Haggadah. You're learning the Haggadah. Maybe you're reading the parish on the side or on the bottom. Right? And that's very nice, says Rav Kluger. That's very nice. But that's not... that's not what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not supposed to be an opportunity to first open the Haggadah and to start learning the Haggadah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be a very lively experience. The Haggadah is supposed to come alive. It's not a shir, right? It's not you know, just a time to say over Vartlach. It's a time for a Jew to experience leaving Mitzrayim. Ach ba'ofen zeh, and that's why I always like to point out, what do we say in the Haggadah? After the story of the great sages who spent all night darshaning in Bnei Brak, right? The great five Tanaim who got together for that famous Pesach Seder. What happens at the end of that? The Talmidim come and they say, Rabbi Isai, it's time to say Kriya Shema. Right? It's time to say Kriya Shema. And what is the story that what is the line in the Haggadah that introduces that story? What is the line right before that? We say, Afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu zakenim. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how much understanding you are, how much understanding you have. It doesn't even matter how much experience a person has. Even if you're Yoyidim Es HaTorah, mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'yasiyas Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah, what? Lesaper b'yasiyas Mitzrayim. Which means it's not about being a chacham, and it's not about being a navon. It's about telling a good story. It's about making the story come alive. And that's why I like to explain. The chol amarba lesaper b'yasiyas Mitzrayim or yizim meshubach. It's not just talking about the quantity of how much time I spend at the Seder. Kol hamarba lesaper, the more story-like you make it, the more you make it a sipur, hareza meshubach, the better. The more you can make it, a living experience. You can inject the chayas into the story, hareza meshubach. So that makes the story that much better. So therefore, says Rav Kluger, when a person is sitting at the table letting someone else say the Haggadah on their behalf, or a person is sitting and reading the commentary in the Haggadah that they're choosing to use, he's not zocha lesaper as Haggadah ula omra kafi shetzarech. He's not experiencing the Haggadah the way that it's meant to be experienced. Elahu lo made as Haggadah. That's called learning the Haggadah. And the time for learning the Haggadah is not at the Seder. Vizman Torah lechud. No, Donnie, you got the Sefer, you can underline it. I didn't get a chance to underline mine yet, but this is the line. Vizman Torah lechud, vizman sipur yetzias mitzrayim lechud. It's two different things. There's a time to learn, but there's a time to tell the story. The Seder is not the time to start learning up the Haggadah. A Jew spends a month, shloshim yom kodem achag, learning Hilchos Chag, studying the Haggadah, right? At the Seder, you should come to the Seder with a Haggadah that gives you a story-like feel almost, right? Maybe Dafka, don't take a Haggadah that has too many, you know, attractive commentaries on the side of the page. Because maybe that'll pull you away from davening the Haggadah, right? From turning the Haggadah into a tefillah, for singing the Haggadah, for saying the Haggadah. Learning the Haggadah is before Pesach. V'dvar ma'murim gam b'shar ha'mo'adim. And chaver, this is true, by the way, for other holidays as well. And Rav Kluger is telling us such an important yesod of what it means to prepare for Yom Tov, and then what it means to what? To experience Yom Tov. To lean into the Yom Tov. You know? To just allow Yom Tov to be what it's supposed to be. It's not the time to start preparing for Yom Tov on Yom Tov. He gives an example. Like, for example, sometimes, you know, you have parts of davening that are unique to a particular Yom Tov. Right? Like a Haggadah. So take Agdamus on Shavuos. Take the beautiful piyut, the beautiful song, right, the beautiful poetry of Hakadamos that we recite on Shavuos morning. Shelefamim ha'adam einenu lomed kodem hayom tov es perosh ha'piyot. Right, very dense, poetic Aramaic words. A person doesn't necessarily prepare the piyut beforehand, and all of a sudden you start to read Hakadamos, and next thing you're looking in your Hebrew English art scroll to try to figure out what on earth do these words mean. And you start, and while Hakadamos is being davened, you decide now I'm going to start learning Hakadamos. You start to learn it. The Chazan is singing Akdamas. The Chazan is chanting Akdamas. Right? And you're on the sidelines learning Akdamas. And like Derech Agav, you know, you're like, there's lines that the Tzibur is supposed to respond. In the Akdan, so you're like half listening and you're half responding and you're half learning and you're coming up with, oh, you know, you're like doing gematrias on some Aramaic words in Akdamas and saying, like, oh, wow, the word equals 613. That's cool because it's Shuas, so that's great. That's a great remez. Right? But you're not really experiencing Akdamas the way that it's supposed to be experienced. And says Rav Kluger, and Chaver, this is something you can live with the rest of your life. What we're learning this morning is halacha lemaisa, could change Yom Tov for the rest of your life. Achlo zo haderech haretzuya. That's not how you experience the mitzvah. You don't start learning the mitzvah. You don't start learning the experience while you're experiencing it. Prepare yourself beforehand. Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, you could be busy preparing. This is not the right way. Before Yom Tov, learn up what the Yom Tov is. Prepare yourself, familiarize yourself, get comfortable with the special davening, with the special nusach, with the special tfilos, the piyutim, the text of the Haggadah. So that way when you come to the Seder and you're actually, what, saying the Haggadah, you're not first learning the Haggadah, but yeah, panoy lechayos esedvar. You're free. You're free in the sense that you've already prepared all your kavanas, all your divrei Torah. You don't even have to say them. Now your mind is free to what? To experience the Haggadah, to live the words, not to first start translating them and understanding them and darshaning them. Right? Such an important yisod. Ume inyan le'inyan bo'oso inyan. So he says, I'll tell you one step further. I'll tell you another example of this. And again, Chevra, try to remember this because it's such an important thing. It's such a real thing. When is another time that we're very busy, you know, so to speak, looking to understand what we're saying? We should have done it beforehand, but we're doing it right now. Probably on the Yom Nora, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, right? Long davening, long words. All of a sudden, you get to Musaf of Yom Kippur, and you're going through the Seder HaAvodah of the Kohen Gadol, and you're thinking, I probably would have benefited from learning Mishnayos Yoma before Yontif. But I didn't. So now I'm looking over at the English. I'm looking at the little parish in my Seder, in my Machzer, and I'm starting to learn what did the Kohen Gadol actually do on Yom Kippur? Which is a great question. We should want to know the answer to that question. However, it says, he writes here at the bottom, a psak of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav tells us, mitzvah lilmod b'yom kippur mishnayis yoma. There's a mitzvah to learn the mishnayis of Yoma on Yom Kippur. Why? Kedesha tala ha'amira b'makom ha'krava. So that what? So that the recitation of the words should be as if I went through, right? By learning the avoda, it'll be as if I did the avoda. Okay, that's a very important, beautiful idea. Right? You'll open up many of your haggadahs and you'll see on the beginning of your haggadah there'll be the psukim of Karban Pesach, right? To daven the Torah's psukim of the Karban Pesach, since we can't bring the Karban Pesach, at least not yet. Hopefully this year it'll be different. V'chein mesuper al chasam sofer. And we find that it's said about the Chasam Sofer, Shemati me'echad migdolei talmidav, ki b'leil yom kippur haya nechnas ha-talmid ben ha-talmidim l'shom mipiv shel Chasam Sofer, shaya shona b'shechaz yoma. That Yom Kippur night, the Chasam Sofer would sit down with his talmidim, and they would learn b'shnayis yoma, they would learn b'shechaz yoma. V'haya limud rogish kol kach ba'atzmusav u'tmunosav, when the Chasam Sofer would give it over, he had such a clarity and he gave it over in such a beautiful way that what you felt as if you were in the presence of the Kohen Gadol Mamish. That's how well he knew it. Rav Soloveitchik said about himself, the Rav was an Ish Yom Kippur. The Rav was an Ish Yom Kippur, a man whose mahus was so much connected to Yom Kippur. And Rav Soloveitchik said that on a moment's notice, he could be the Kohen Gadol on the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't a Kohen, but on a moment, he was Levi. On a moment's notice, he said, I know it inside and out. I could be the Kohen Gadol in a second. It was alive to him. It was real. He knew the details inside and out. He could live it. He could walk in the footsteps of the Kohen Gadol. So the Chasam Sofer's Talmidim said about him, when you heard our Rebbe teach Maseches Yoma, it was mamish, you could tell I was in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. I could mamish feel myself in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. So why did he do that? Why did the Chasam Sofer teach his Talmidim Maseches Yoma? And why did he specifically do it, you know, in preparation, so to speak, of the davening? V'yesh lahosif tam b'mashanagu tzadikim lilmod im talmideim b'leil Yom Kippur meseder avodas hayom. You know why you're supposed to learn the avodas Yom Kippurim on the night of Yom Kippur? Again, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya tells us, there's a mitzvah to learn it. So why dafka at night? Well, there's not so much time during the day, obviously. So that's a practical reason. But Rav Kluger says, no, it's more than that. The time to learn it is not while it's happening. The time to start analyzing your Haggadah and reading the commentary on the side is not during the Seder. During the Seder, a Jew is supposed to close his eyes and feel that he's experiencing the Haggadah. The more of a sipur, the more alive it is, the more engaging it is in that way, the better. That's what it's supposed to be. Rav Chatzko Levenstein, one time, one of his talmidim found him. He was in a room, and he had two rows of chairs, and he was running back and forth. Isaac, you remember this story? I tell the story every year. He was running, Rav Chatzko Levenstein was running back and forth with his eyes closed in between these two rows of chairs. And it was Rav Shlomo Brevda, was the Talmud. So Rav Brevda comes in, and he's standing there, and he sees Rav Chatzko, you know, dancing back and forth in between these two rows of chairs. And finally, Rav Chatzko, like, you know, opens his eyes. The great Rav Chatzko Levenstein from Mir, Panovich. He opens his eyes, and he sees Rav Brevda standing there, and he's looking at his Rebbe like, well, Rebbe, what are you doing? So he said, oh, I was imagining walking through the Yom Suf. I was practicing. I was closing my eyes and trying to imagine what it must have been like. Oz Yashir, you know, to walk through water on dry land and to try to make that experience real. To be able to close your eyes and to be able to experience that in a very real way. Now this was a tzaddik, this was a Gadol B'Yisrael, this was a great mashkiach. But he understood that the avoda of Pesach, when I get to Pesach, I want to be able to close my eyes and feel myself walking through the water. And I want to be able to turn around and see the Egyptians drowning in the water. And I want to gather the spoils of war. And I want to close my eyes and feel the makos. I want to be able to imagine myself drinking out of a cup of water where my half of the cup is water and the Egyptian is blood. It's not just cute fairy tale. These are real things that happened to our ancestors in Mitzrayim. And therefore, it says, you know why the Chassam Sofer spent the night of Yom Kippur preparing his Talmidim for the Seder Avodah? Kidei shebishas ha-tfila yeh-mocham v'libanoi to make sure that when it came time to actually daven, their minds were free, their hearts were free, they were ready to daven. That they can now live the tefillah. They didn't have to first start looking in their art scroll interlinear translation to find out what exactly was the Kohen Gadol doing on Yom Kippur. They wouldn't first start learning the avoda while the Kohen's already busy doing the avoda. And by the way, who do we learn this from? We learn it from the Kohen Gadol himself. You learn Mishnayos Yoma, and you'll see right there at the beginning. Kvosha Amru Chazal, Odas Avodas Yom Kippurim, Avodas Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, that Erev Yom Kippurim, Shachris Ma'amidin Oso B'Shar Mizrach. Right? We stand the Kohen Gadol by the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Yom Kippur, and we pass before him, Avir in the fun of Parim, Ve'elim, Ukvasim. We show him all the different animals that he's going to use throughout the course of the day. Why? Says the Mishnah in Yoma, Kedei She'emakir Ve'ragil Ba'avoda, Yoma Daf Yod Chesem at Aleph. Explains Rashi. What are we training him? Why are we training him before? And by the way, Shivas Yomim, right? Seven, the first Mishnah, and Mesechus Yoma. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife. It's not just a Tumah concern. It's not just a chashash of tumah. It's also to train. And we spend time training the Kohen Gadol. And you'll tell me, but the Mishnayos are talking about Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni, where the Kohanim Gadolim were Amaratzim. They needed extra training. It's true. But everyone, afilu kulanu, you know, kulanu chacham, kulanu nevonim, doesn't matter how smart you are, you need to do chazara. But that chazara, that preparation, what the kavanas are going to be, should be what? Should be prepared in advance. Perish Rashi. Rashi explains on that Mishnah. Sheyehei makir mizbonein bebehemos ha'ovros lefanov. Pay attention. Know the difference between what? Between a ram and an ox, right? Know the difference between the animals. Look at them carefully. Latet elibo behilcho seder hayom. To take to heart the seder hayom. So what do you see? Says Rav Kluger. Hare lanu shekodem yom ha'kipurim hayakoen gadol mizbonein. Lases elibo behilcho seder hayom. The Kohen Gadol, again, it's not just a practical thing. It's about being able to free up his mind. If he has to pause even for a second on Yom Kippur to remind himself, wait a minute, that's an ox, and that's a goat, and that's a lamb, and that's a male, and that's a female. If there's going to be any confusion, if he's going to have to pause and say, wait a minute, how do I do the whole incense thing? If he has to pause for a second to start learning the avoda, so that itself, that's a failure. He's not supposed to be learning the avoda now. He's supposed to be living the avoda now. He's not supposed to be analyzing akdamos on the morning of Shuas. He's supposed to be experiencing akdamos. And all the more so at the Seder. He's not supposed to be learning the Haggadah. He's supposed to be davening the Haggadah. He's supposed to be saying the Haggadah. He's supposed to be living the Haggadah. That's the Vart. So says Rav Kluger, the Chasam Sofer sat with his Talmidim the night before they would come to the Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, right? By Musaf on Yom Kippur day. So that way the Talmidim could become the Kohen Gadol at that moment. Not that they would first start analyzing the Machzor and understanding the words, but that they could live it in a very experiential way, right? To take it to heart. That's a big part of the preparation of Yom Kippur. To be able to free up your mind, to be able to be present when you're doing the Avoda. So, Chevra, you have to, if you have a big stack of Agadas, don't bring all your big stack of Agadas to the table. Because then you're showing up to learn at the Seder. No one asked you to come learn at the Seder's not a time for learning. You want to do your learning? Bring your big stack. I got a big stack of Agadas too. You're looking at two shelves of Agadas on the screen right now. These top two shelves, actually, top three shelves. Wow, I'm really sick. These three shelves are all Agadas. I'm worse than Ashi. These three shelves are all Agadas. Yeah? Okay, so what? I'm going to come to the Seder with a stack of Haggadahs? No. I'm going to come to the Seder with my little art scroll, family Haggadah, you know? A little simple Haggadah. And then I'm going to talk to Hashem, and I'm going to talk to my kids. And I'm going to talk to my parents. And I'm going to talk to my brother. And I'm going to talk to my nephew and nieces. And I'm going to allow myself to leave Mitzrayim with my family. And I give you a bracha. You should be able to do the same. Uke'enza kosav ha-bnei yisaschar. The Heilig Bnei Yisrael writes, "Shem b'shas kriyas ha'gada lo haven mashakara lo yatzi adecho vaso." Says the Bnei Yisrael, you don't just read through the Haggada during Magid, and then like during Shulchan Orech, when you have a little more time to look into it, you can be like, wait, what did we just say? Why were we talking about Lavan, Arami Oved Avi? What did that have to do with anything? That's not the time to start figuring out the order of the psukim and the drashas and the Haggadah. It's too late. You already did the mitzvah, or you didn't do the mitzvah. Says the Bnei Yisaschar in his Sefer Derech Pekudecha, where he goes through the mitzvos, Nir Ali, he writes in Chaf Aleph, Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, in the Chelek HaDibor, Nir Ali, Diba Amiras HaGadah, Bim Eino Mevin Klal Mashu Omer Eino Yotzei Dechovaso. If you don't understand what you're saying, so how are you going to be able to feel it? How are you going to be able to live it? It's not enough to decide during Shulchan Orech, then I'll start reading the English translation, Ashkenaz, right, for the German speakers, for the Yiddish speakers, I'll start looking at the Yiddish translation, because I don't know what all these drashos are. At the time you said the words, you aren't living it, you aren't experiencing it, you didn't understand what you were saying. And that which you look into it afterwards, very nice, beautiful. Iyun nikra, that's called iyun, that's called study. Very nice. We're the Jewish people are in favor of learning, but that's not Haggadah and that's not Sipur. Va'anan Haggadah v'Sipur b'peh ba'inun. We're trying to tell a story. We're trying to live a story. Alkein yikra v'peh gam b'lashon Ashkenaz v'kiyotze b'shar lishonos. So it says the Bnei Yisrael. Interesting. Better during the Haggadah itself. So read it in English if you don't know what it is. Right? That way, at least when you're saying the words will be alive because you don't have to, right? When you read something in Hebrew, so you're translating it in your head. Right? But when you say something in English, when you read something in English, you're not, it's automatic. You don't have to think twice. So when I'm reading a Sefer, I read a line in the Sefer, my spoken language is not Hebrew. My mama Lashon is not Lashon HaKodesh. So my brain is constantly translating, putting it into a more you know, at home type of language for me. But that's a process of learning, right? When I say something in my native tongue, so then it's natural. That's me living. That's me experiencing. So the Bnei Yisrael says, so don't read it in a language you don't understand, and then after the story's over, go back and start learning it. That's not Haggadah. That's not Sipur. You have to be able to say it like you mean it. That's the avoda of the recitation and the tefillah, really the saying of the Haggadah. V'achein bedoros avru haisa Haggadah shagura b'fi hamon ha'am. And he says, I'll bring you a proof, halacha l'maisa, that people come to the Seder and they have the Haggadah on the tips of their tongue. You're supposed to be fluent in the Haggadah. It's not like, oh yeah, I remember this paragraph. I think I remember this from last year. You should be very comfortable with the words of the Haggadah by the time you arrive at the Seder. And I'll prove it to you, he says, from a Hilchos Shabbos consideration. That is what? We know the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that you're not allowed to read by candlelight on Shabbos, by an oil lamp on Shabbos. Why can't you read by an oil lamp on Shabbos? Shemayata, lest you come to tilt the lamp, the light is not as strong as you'd like, right? And not paying attention, you come to tip the lamp so that the oil flows towards the wick and that the light burns brighter. That's Havara. That's kindling on Shabbos. It's Isur Daraisa. Okay? So you're not allowed to learn by a candlelight on Shabbos out of a concern that you'll come to adjust the light. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pesach, Leil Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. This year Pesach is on Motzei Shabbos, but when the first night of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Mutter Likros HaGadah B'Sefer. You're allowed to what? You're allowed, Shulchan Aruch wasn't living in a house with electricity, so you're allowed to what? You're allowed to read, you're allowed to recite the Haggadah by candlelight. Why? Because you're not really reading the Haggadah inside. What do you mean? How do I know all the words? Bishum dehave ke'ein rashe prakim. Because I'm so fluent in the Haggadah, by the time I get to the Seder, that I'm not really reading. I don't need to see it so well. Even if the light's not so bright, I'm not worried I'm going to adjust the light, because I just kind of need to see the first word of the paragraph, and then I remember the rest bal peh. De'ein am aritz shalotei shagura b'piv ksas. Because there's no one, there's no Jew who's not at home with the Haggadah. We know the songs, we know the words, right? We're accustomed to it. U'beprat kishas. So therefore what? So therefore, halacha l'maisa, we see that a Jew comes to what? A Jew comes to the Seder, and he's got the Haggadah on the tip of his tongue. He's well prepared. U'beprat kishadam mizvager ve'ino somech al shulchan aviv v'chamav chamiv. When a person gets older and he's no longer at his father's table or his father-in-law's table, when a person has his own home, right, and he's with his own children, Elenimtsa b'beiso, mirtz Hashem, should be married, should have children, should have a beautiful family. Kasher banecha kishesile zeisim saviv l'shulchanecha, like David Melech said, when you have your children, like olive branches, right, planted around your table. Umuto alav l'saper es asipur yisias petzrayim, ulahavir balay lazeh es yisodos hayadus l'doros abam. And now you're the balabas. You're the one in charge of giving over that experience to the younger generation, transmitting Yiddishkeit to the future generations. V'chol echad roa es godel hakoshi. Hamisor eitzah yeladim harakim. This is why Rav Kluger is such a gadol, because he's so real. Rav Kluger says, and everyone knows, it's hard for little kids to have to pay attention throughout the entire Haggadah. She'enu lefi kocham u'mocham. Come on, you expect them to follow? Would you learn with the six-year-old, three blad of Gemara? That's what the middle of Maggid is. Everyone knows their kids. You know the kid who can't sit still. How hard it is for them to what? To sit stam by Yisudas Shabbos. All the more so late at night. They're tired. They're hungry. Their little brother's kicking them under the table. It's a long process. What do you expect from the kids? You expect them to be able to what? To stay up all night paying attention to this long section of... So you need to be able to what? You need to be so well prepared that when you give it over, that it's so engaging and it's so natural, and you know which parts are so critical, right? That you're able to what? That you're able to tell the story in a way that somehow works, even for the little kids. V'alkein muta al kol echad ve'echad. You need to know what is the main part of the story that I'm trying to convey. What's so to speak extra? None of it's extra, right? But if I have to hone in on the key points, so do I know where that is? Do I know how to pace the Haggadah in a way that's engaging? Do I know which parts to say in an undertone, so to speak, to myself, that it doesn't stare the sipur? And to make sure that the sipur has, do I have it clear? Do I have mahalich? Or do I show up and I'm like, okay, everyone open your Haggadah to page 23. Do I know how to give it over in a way that feels authentic and natural? We have halach in Hilchos Tefila. You shouldn't do it, but if you come late to shul, there are halachos and orachayim, simin nun beis, which parts to skip in order to catch up. So in a certain sense, we understand that sometimes you have to prioritize. Right? If I can't get all the halukas, which one do I cut out first? Halavai, you don't cut out any. But sometimes the situation calls for it. And a person who knows the halacha, a person who's properly trained, knows what he needs to do in those moments. What can I skip over in a shasad chak? Right? How can I make sure that it happens? We paskin, of course, halacha lemaisa, that tzarach likros kula. We paskin like the opinion of the Tana who says you need to read the entire Megillah from beginning to end. But there's a whole discussion. Right? Where does a person read the Megillah and fulfill their obligation? And there's multiple opinions. Some of those opinions make the Megillah quite small. You're starting basically at the midway point of Megillah Esther. There are parts that, again, that a person absolutely needs to be engaged in. And there are parts which are secondary. And a person who's well-versed in the Haggadah knows how to create a sipur, knows how to tell the story in a way that's engaging for everyone at the table. So in the similar vein, a person needs to prepare the Haggadah before Yom Tov. I need to know what's happening here and how am I going to be able to share that. And then I'm able to what? Not learn the Haggadah while I'm davening the Haggadah, while I'm saying the Haggadah, but to be able to experience the Haggadah. Last but not least, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, this Shabbos, many people gave their Shabbos Haggadah drasha, but of course the real Shabbos Haggadah is next Shabbos, is this coming Shabbos. Haba Aleinu Latova. And the halacha is, the halacha discusses that Shulchan Aruch writes, "Kasav shebeShabbos Haggadol, haminag lomar b'mincha haAggadah mitchilas avadim ayinu ad dechaper al kol avonosinu." Right, there's a minag that's brought the halacha to recite part of the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadol. The Bir Halacha quotes the opinion of the Gra, and it's probably the opinion I would think that most people do in fact follow. That what shalom nag laomro. The Haggadah is not recited on Shabbos Haggadah. Right? You don't recite the Haggadah. Kev and Shekasav b'Haggadah, because it says in the Haggadah, Yachol Meirosh Chodesh, Tamid Lomer b'Yom Ahu. In the Haggadah, you might think you should what? You should say the Haggadah already from Rosh Chodesh. No, Tamid Lomer, you say the Haggadah at the Seder on the 15th of Nisan. And in the Shar HaKolel, and the Pri Etz Chaim, the Siddur Arizal, it doesn't mention anything about this minhag, and that's why many people don't, in fact, have this minhag. Many follow the Gra, that they don't recite it. There's a concern also, just like there's a prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So some feel that just like that takes away from the experience of eating matzah at the Seder, so too reciting the Haggadah prematurely takes away from what? Takes away from that experience at the Seder, especially this year, where Shabbos Haggadah is Erev Pesach, right? Where Shabbos leads into Pesach. So what, to say the Haggadah Shabbos afternoon and then to say it that night, it's gonna take away from the experience. But what we're talking about here is what is saying the Haggadah. Ach be'emes concludes Rav Kluger, kol zehu rak kesha'oskin b'kach b'toras chiyuv o'minag. That's if we formalize that you're supposed to, now is the time to recite the Haggadah, to practice reciting the Haggadah. There the Vilna Gaon says you shouldn't do it, the Shulchan Aruch brings such a minag that you should do it. Avnam v'adai kuli alma lo pligi. But everyone agrees, sheyesh lilmodes Haggadah kodem hayom tov. Of course, there's no machlokas that you need to prepare the Haggadah well before Yom Tov. Is there such a minhag on Shabbos Haggadah to say the Haggadah machlokas? But everyone agrees, you got to show up to the Seder well prepared. Could they lay this a share lefanov to understand what it is that I'm stepping into? Right, to be well organized in the way that I'm going to try to experience the Seder. And included in learning the Mishnah Brura, and learning how to kasher your kelim, what are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do, is kinwa kosher for Pesach, not kosher for Pesach, right, what's the story with kitnios, what's the story with my shampoo, does that see kosher for Pesach, right, in addition to all of the halachos of Pesach, included within that of studying, of preparing oneself, is making sure that the Haggadah is ready to be experienced. Okay, so chavah, this is a mamish, a big yesod, it's not just a Pesach yesod, it's a Yom Kippur yesod. He gave us an example to Shavuos morning Yisod. And you can think of other examples, right? Other times where you're supposed to be experiencing and living something. And sometimes we're running behind schedule, so we're still learning it while we're supposed to be living it. Right? Don't get caught in that. Don't get caught in that. Try to just allow the story to be told and allow the story to be experienced. And that's the ikker. Again, like the Bnei Yisachar said, that there's a Haggadah and a sipur that we're trying to achieve, not an iyun. We're very much in favor of being ma'ayin into the Haggadah. and all the Mefarshim. It's beautiful. It's the area of Torah that probably has the most written about it. But there's a time and a place to tell the story.